نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, brothers, and those who are listening over the receivers, being a week night, also being a night where many people have made intention of fasting tomorrow, and also because we had a sudden mayyat, janaza, death in the family, inshallah we won't be having a very long program tonight, inshallah. Regarding Muharram and Ashura, alhamdulillah, every year we are reminded regarding the month itself, regarding Ashura, there's so much to be spoken. But in this limited time, inshallah, we will try to finish within 30 to 35 minutes, inshallah. There's just a few pointers that we may have heard about in the past. So I just wish to remind myself, and like that all of us and the listeners, in terms of these repeated lessons that we always hear, we speak about, so that we can then evaluate ourselves. Up to what extent are we practicing upon this or not? Truly, sincerely, brothers, it has become the norm today. And unfortunately, it's a reality that when we heard something, when we hear something we've heard before, what do we say? I'm hearing the same thing all over again. I heard this before, nothing new. But in reality, what we're supposed to be doing, what we're all supposed to be doing, and that is evaluate ourselves. That, how much have I practiced upon this in my life? Jumu'ahs, we have 52 in a year approximately. At least make intention one lesson I will practice upon in the Jumu'ah. Like that we have similar type of bayans and talks in different masjids, different times. Same, make the same intention. Minimum, I do not say only, but minimum, I will practice upon at least one aspect of what I've heard today, or in some Jummah, in some Bayan, some talk, and inshallah, in that way, we'll be progressing ourselves spiritually, inshallah. There's one car blocking, NUR 31529. NUR 31529. The person needs to leave urgently. Can I remove your car immediately? Regarding Muharram and Ashura, I just wish to speak about three points. The first being with regards to the Islamic calendar. When it comes to the so-called English calendar, to simplify it, we remember the dates. We know what happened at what time. We will know the details. We will know which month it is, etc. But when it comes to the Islamic calendar, Islamic history, each one of us ask ourselves, up to what extent do I have knowledge in terms of, first of all, the Islamic calendar itself, the history of it, then the different occasions, battles, and there's so many more details in terms of Islamic history. How much do we know? And Ali, many years ago, and I've done it myself personally, a youngster, I asked him, not one, few, at different times, different places, that give me the names of the children of Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, you didn't know how many children he had, how many daughters he had, how many sons he had. 9 out of 10 did not know. 9 out of 10. And leave alone the names, they didn't know the quantity. And when it came to the names, that too, they couldn't even pronounce the names, they didn't know the names. Same when it came to the name of the mother of Pyare Nabi, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father, his mother, and like that certain basic details. Today we know the names of the soccerites, those who play in soccer, cricket, like that when it comes to the shows, when it comes to so many other pop stars and so many other aspects in terms of entertainment, edutainment, infotainment. All these things have caught us up so much. We know all the details about that. In terms of our deen, basic aspects of our history, how much do we know and how much are we giving the proper Islamic education to our children? How many times we find we have to speak about these things, unfortunately, it's a reality. People who come to us in a madrasa situation, a maktab situation. Can I send my child once a week? Can I send my child twice a week? Can I send my child to you for you to teach my child what I want him to teach you, to teach him or her? Not that what you want to teach. Comes to the school, we'll never say that. The ma'am, the sir, we will not say that. And we want to compromise on time for extra murals, extracurricular activities, and we'll say it's compulsory, we have to do it. How much more are we compromising our Islamic education, our deen of our children going forward? What will happen to the next generation? It causes pain in the heart to see what is happening today and what's going to happen in future. So in terms of the actual calendar, the 12 months, I recited the verse of the Quran Sharif, 12 months was there before. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشْرَ شَهْرًا. 12 months was there. From the 12 months, 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. There are 4 months that are sacred. 3 are consecutive, ذُلْقَعْدَةَ ذُلْحِجَّةَ مُحَرَّمْ. And one after that, Rajab. These 4 months are more sacred than the remainder 8 months. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. Allah Ta'ala says, that is the true straight deen and religion. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not oppress yourselves. Do not do wrong. Especially in those 4 months. Like that all the time, but especially in these 4 months. Of that we are speaking today about Muharram. How did this calendar, we say 1438 AH after Hijrah. Prior to this decision being taken of after Hijrah, everything used to be attributed to Amul Fil, the year of the elephant. We know the story of Abraha, it's a lengthy incident. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil, when they decided to destroy the Kaaba. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent those birds, destroyed the army of Abraha. We know the details about it. So everything used to be attributed to that year. Umar radiallahu anhu in his time called the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Some gave the opinion that we should start the Islamic calendar from the birth of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some said from Hijrah, from the migration of from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif. Some said from prophethood. There is different opinions. Umar radiallahu anhu, after consulting the senior Sahaba, then all of them concurred. All agreed upon AH after Hijrah. That after the migration of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif, that is where the Islamic calendar will commence off and we will attribute everything to that. And up to today and to the day of Qiyamah, this continues. So, Islamic calendar was now attributed to, with the consent of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was attributed, is attributed and will be attributed to AH after Hijrah. Showing the importance of this occurrence in the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They did not want Islam just to be full of celebrations. Today we say the birth of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a few lights are placed up, a few programs take place, few things are recited, and we know what happens before and after, what happens at those functions also. But Islam is not something that attributes everything to celebrations and this type of an Islam, where sacrifice came in. Sacrifice of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, how they travel from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. Many wisdoms behind this. There's no time to go into the details. But this is how it was then concurred, agreed by all Sahaba, that they would commence from Hijrah. For various reasons, there's more to be spoken about the Hijrah itself, about the lessons of Hijrah. But this is the first important point about Islamic history, about the calendar. These points, this is the first point I want to speak about. Second being, Muharram itself and Ashura. Muharram, as I already said, it is one of those four sacred months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned four sacred months. One of them being Muharram. So it has greater status over the remainder months. Secondly, according to the hadith, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. The most virtuous roza and fast after Ramadan is kept in the month of Allah. In the month of Allah. What is the month of Allah? Muharram. So this Muharram, according to the hadith, the words of Pyare Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is the month of Allah. And the most virtuous rozas and fasts take place in this month, Muharram. Of and in Muharram, especially on the 10th of Muharram. According to some narrations, Sawm Ashura yukaffiru sanat al-madiyah. When a person fasts on Ashura, 10th of Muharram, it atones, it forgives the person of the sins of the past year, the minor sins of the past year. When a person fasts on the 9th of Zulhijjah, Arafah, that's for 2 years. But for Ashura, it is for 1 year, the past year's minor sins are all forgiven. Like that, there's many more aspects to be spoken about Muharram and the actual fast itself. But we all know what happened, that when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that the Jews, the non-Muslim kuffar of that time, they also fast on the 10th of Muharram. He verified that, and then he instructed the Sahaba, Sumu qablahu yawman or ba'dahu yawman, or kama qala. That fast a day, one day before, or one day after. That is why, he even mentioned, لَإِن بَقِيتُ, some narration, لَإِن حَيِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ. He said that if I'm alive the next year, this was last year of his life, he mentioned this. If I'm alive the next year, I will also definitely fast on the 9th. So either the 9th, which was today, and tomorrow, or tomorrow and the day after. To fast just on the 10th only, that is something that is makruh, not advisable, something incorrect, where we should be fasting one day before with the 10th, or one day after with the 10th. And the reward of that, as mentioned by this hadith, 1 year's minor sins of the past are all forgiven. Many lessons to learn from this, where we do not resemble the Jews, Christians, in terms of even our acts of worship. Every aspect of our life. When they have to do certain things in a certain way, we oppose them in terms of practices. Famous hadith we heard so many times. مَنْ تَشَبَّى بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. That a person who resembles, he practices, he lives his life in terms of his mind, in terms of his thinking, ideologies, practices, his functions, his dressing, his outer appearance, and like that, his business, his profession, in any form, we resemble those who are not Muslims, Yahud and Nasara. By doing so, فَوَ مِنْهُمْ. Pyare Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, says, he is of them. In certain narration it is mentioned, he'll be resurrected with them on the day of Qiyamah. Those same people, the Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman, he'll be resurrected with them on the day of Qiyamah. What a stern warning it is. So whether it comes to fasting, whether it comes to any aspect, we make sure in our weddings, in our walimas, in our functions, there's no resemblance between us and them. We want barakat in that marriage. But in the same marriage, we will do that which resembles them and brings Allah's anger and displeasure. I remember one very senior Buzurg Alim mentioned this aspect about when it comes to marriages where the bride is, she's walked down the aisle and she goes to the front, whether to the stage or wherever it be. Where that came from, research it and see. We've done the research and seen it. It came from Christian background. And this is practiced upon in our marriages so commonly today. Without a blink of an eye, without a frown on the forehead. And we want barakat in the same marriage. We want muhabbat, we want barakat. We want the marriage to be something of great blessings, of unity, of jannat in this world, etc. But when we practice upon these things, that are bringing Allah's anger, bringing Allah's curse, resembling these people who are mercilessly raping, murdering our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world. We know what is happening around the world. Resembling them, you think Allah is going to put barakat in that marriage, in that home, in that life, in those children, in that union? We know what is the answer. So, when it came to Muharram itself, when it came to Ashura itself, there's much more to be spoken about the actual month itself, about Ashura. On this day, that means on Ashura 10th of Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam, his people, and drowned Fir'aun. And according to some narrations, it is mentioned, the Safina to Nuh, the Noah, how we say in English, Noah, meaning Nuh alayhi salam, his ark and his boat, his ship. We know the entire incident, what happened, how long he lived in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him he's going to punish those people. Take the believers, the mu'mineen, approximately 83 of them, and go into that ship. That will be saved and the entire world will be flooded. When the flood waters that came from the sky and came from the ground, from both places, not only in the form of rain, even from the ground water came out, even from the sky water came. فَالْتَقَ الْمَا Allah Ta'ala says the water met. The entire world was flooded. Only this one boat, this one ship was saved. The entire flood ended and this ship then docked and settled on the Mount Judi on the 10th of Muharram. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي Allah subhanahu says in the Quran Sharif that this ship docked and it now settled and stopped on Mount Judi on the 10th of Muharram according to certain narrations. So this is a very blessed day. It's a day where we are encouraged to fast. Plus, these incidents took place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to really appreciate these Mubarak days. That is the second aspect I want to speak about. And the third being, what are the lessons we learn from these occasions that are taking place in our life? There are many. As I said, time is limited. We don't want to go into too many details. But the main thing to learn is shukr and appreciation for all the benefactions, the gifts and the ni'mas of Allah has given us. Especially of the time that we have in life. How much of wastage of time takes place today? Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayh used to always recite this. Many times, 120 times we've heard this from Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh and like that many other places. Hawahu hirs wala dir badal de. Hawahu hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. Hawahu hirs wala dil badal de. Oh Allah, that heart that I have, full of passions, desires and greed, avarice of plentitude, greed, passions, desires, whims and fancies. Oh Allah, change that heart. Mera ghaflat me dooba dil badal de. My heart is immersed, engulfed in unmindfulness of Allah. My time is being wasted. turn my heart away from all that and turn me back to Allah. Turn me back to you. How much of time is wasted today on social media? On that internet? Hazrat Rahmatullah is always speak about internet, east net, this net, and you'll fall into the shark's net. How many times you should mention this, which is a reality today? You click on one site, it'll take you to another site. How many youth, how many people will come and tell us, I got caught up, I don't know what happened to me. Hours just went away and next thing I knew, so many hours are gone and my time is wasted. Whether it can be at work, nobody's watching at that time, but you're at work. Whether it could be your wife is not watching, husband not watching, parent not watching, but Allah is watching. So karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi tujhe dekhta hai aasman se. You can hide from everyone, Allah. You cannot hide from Allah. The lesson to learn is that time we have in this life, in this world, is very short. Poet says in Arabic, hayatuka anfasun tu'addu, fa kullama mada nafasun minha, intaqasta bihi juz'a. He says, oh fool, oh person living in this world, wake up. Because your life is only a certain amount of breaths you can take in this world. Some ulama have mentioned, Mufassirin, in Ma'arif al-Quran, Mufti Shafi Rahmatullah mentions that a person breathes in and out every day approximately 24,000 breaths. Time so many days, time so many months and years to live in this world. Time is up, he has to leave. That visa has expired. Nobody knows how long that visa will be. He has to leave. Do not waste that time. Pertinent to this aspect, I want to mention one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a lengthy discussion, but I just want to highlight these points. Where he's mentioned, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Make best. He says اغتنم. What it literally means, that take it to be your booty. غنيمت, مالي غنيمت. Make best of it. In terms of preparation for your hereafter. Of five things before five. Five before five. Number one, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ حَرَمِكَ. Your adolescence, your youth age, when you were young, before you get old. Second, صِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقْمِكَ. Your good health before you become ill. Third, غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَخَرِكَ. Your good sound financial status, your wealth, before it's snatched away from you, which has happened to millions of people. In seconds, in hours, in minutes, in days, in months, in years, empires were shattered and fell all of a sudden. Within a short while, before it's taken away, make the best of it in preparing for your akhirat. Do not allow that wealth to become a source of you being boastful and proud, which is so common today. Famous incident we heard as on a lighter note, where this person, when he was poor, nobody used to make salam to him. When he became rich, everybody used to make salam to him. So he should tell them, I conveyed it, mene pahuncha diya, ballaghtu, I conveyed it. Somebody asked him, what you mean? I'm making salam to you. He says, when I was not wealthy, nobody made salam to me. Now I'm wealthy, you're making salam because of the money. I go back and I convey to that money, so and so gave salam for you. Not making salam to me. So not that wealth should bring that haughtiness and pride in us. We should still remain humble as it ought, as we're supposed to be in terms of our character and in every aspect. That is why the hadith is clear. Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself truly, sincerely for the sake of Allah, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will elevate that person. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. A person who shows his pride, arrogance, haughtiness, وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah will disgrace that person, lower that person. فَهُوَ فِي نَفْسِهِ عَظِيمٌ وَفِي أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ صَغِيرٌ وَحَقِيرٌ. That in his eyes he is someone very great. But Allah will disgrace him in the eyes of the people, he will be nothing. حَتَّى يَكُونُ في أعينهم كالخنز وال أو كالكلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That he says, Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Allah will disgrace him so much that in the eyes of people he'll become even lower, أهونه, more disgraced than even a swine, a pig, or even like a dog. So, غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. Your wealth before it's taken away from you. Number four, فَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. Your free time before you become occupied. How much of free time we have? Those who were youth, who had that holiday in between, which we're supposed to be making holidays. I don't say get holes in you, but what I mean is holidays, where you should be used in the correct way, in the right company, in the right place. Your free time before you become occupied, make best of it. How many qaza namaz I have? How many qaza rozas I have? How many years I haven't paid my zakat? Have I planned for my hajj? And like that, so many other things we should plan in our life before we become occupied. Make best of that free time. And the fifth, حَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. Your life before your death. That life is melting away like that ice. Before the death comes, make best of it. Time and again, how many times we've heard? 120 times, we can say 1,020 times we can say. Or even more, countless amounts of time. A person we're speaking to, and next half an hour, 1 hour we hear is gone. Never to come back to this world. Whether it was a natural death, people think, as soon as you hear some mayor janaza, we ask what happened. Death doesn't need an excuse. There's no excuse needed for death. A person can slip away, and next thing he's gone, a natural death. Because his time is up, visa is over, he has to leave. Whether it's some sickness, some pain, some bullet, some hijacking, some robbery, something it could be. And next thing the person is gone. Before that maut comes, when we don't know when, where and how it will take place, make best of it. With these five things, شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ harami, your youth age, your strength, time of strength and youth age before you become old. صِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ, your good health before you become sickly. Third, غِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ, your wealth before it's taken away from you. Fourth, فَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ, your free time before you become occupied. And حَيَاتَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ, then it's too late. Your life before death, Malakul Maut comes, he's not going to give any respite. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ جُلْوَى. Time has come. Allah lan. Those who understand Arabic will understand what I'm saying. Allah says never. Never is a negation with emphasis. Never Allah will allow a person to live 1 second, 1 breath, 1 minute, 1 year, 1 day. More than it's the time has been stipulated for that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and give all of us tawfiq on all these 3 points. And like that, there's so much to be spoken. First, with regards to our Islamic history, our dini education of our children, etc., that I emphasize upon. Second, about Muharram and about Ashura. We are also about Ashura. We are encouraged in the hadith. Man wassa ala ayali fi nafqati, wassa Allahu ala sa'ir sanati, wa kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That on Ashura, we are encouraged by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we should expand in spending upon our family and upon our dependents on Ashura. By doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us expansion and barakat, increase in our rosy and sustenance for the year, for the entire year. Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, and like that, many of the other pious predecessors and ulama have mentioned, قَدْ جَرَّبْنَاهُ. We experienced it, we've seen it so many times over. So it is a reality that where so many have seen it, we're encouraged to do so. Obviously, non-customary, it should not become a custom, it should not become a riwaj, how people have made it today. But without that intention, in the correct way, with the correct intention, we should be expanding on spending within our means, upon our family, upon our dependents, especially on the day of Ashura. So this was the second point. And the third, most important point, is with regards to the lessons. One of it being the most important is in terms of our time. The five, I mentioned five before five. There's much more to be, if I have to take each point of these five things, that is a bayan on its own, another 20, 30 minutes per point we can explain. But the gist of it is the same, that appreciate our time. Appreciate his great benefactions and, that Allah Ta'ala has given us and his entire life. May Allah give me, give her a tawfiq, inshaAllah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والاكرام ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم
أتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم وأكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعل حفرة من حفر النيران. اللهم ارحمنا إذا سرنا إلى ما صاروا إليه. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت إنك على كل شيء قدير. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله. Brothers, I just need to leave immediately. Inshallah, we can meet some other time. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq to make amal. Make dua that Allah accepts our efforts. Allah forgives us and the entire ummah, inshallah.